finishing up at a record pace. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I don't ever remember getting done this early. The earliest that we ever were done before was about the 1st of November.
Yeah, and I've never come anywhere close to finishing by this time. Normally, don't hardly even get started on a lot of the crop till about this time.
That's two row crop farmers in West Tennessee who say they've never finished up harvest season of their crops this quickly this fall, and that's been the case for several farmers as the hot and dry conditions during the growing season pushed basically all crops to maturity much faster. Ben Moore of Weakley County.
It's been dry in West Tennessee ever since, I guess, around May, our rains cut off. It didn't look like they were ever going to stop in the spring for us to get planted. We got planted, and the rains cut off. That helped to make a short crop, and when you don't have much to get, it doesn't take long to get it.
Ben Moore says they were surprised by the yields they did get based upon the amount of rain they got this summer on their corn and soybeans. In Dyer County, Malcolm Birchfield was hit hard by the May flooding and had to replant some of his corn crop over to beans. But his cotton crop fared pretty well.
Seemed like our early corn went ahead and made pretty good. The soybeans were definitely hurt, several bushels per acre. I'd guess around 20 bushels decrease. But the cotton turned out, it's doing really good. Real pleased with it. Kind of can't hardly believe how well it has turned out, considering the situation.
And for most farmers, harvest is winding down across the state. Last year at this time, rains had set in, and it wasn't until after Halloween that many farmers could even get to their cotton and soybean fields. And now producers are having to wait on moisture to plant winter wheat. Many cattle producers are already feeding hay. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.